The Spring of Painting. At the Venice Biennale in 1930, Felice Cossarotti exhibited a group of works, including April and Portrait of a Young Girl. The critics welcomed the new air that circulated in his painting, the subtle and transparent chromatic harmonies, the play of reflections, and the note of tenderness that infuses the figures. A season nourished by spring light began, as Italo Cremona, painter, man of letters and friend of the artist, would later write. In Venice, Portrait of a Young Girl was purchased by the Galleria d'Arte Moderna in Genoa, while April, chosen by the Galleria d'Arte Moderna in Milan, entered the civic collections, today preserved at the Museo del Novecento. The titles of the two paintings carry the memory of a season, a climate, a temperature. The girl in portrait sits next to a daisy in a pot, a single flower blooming among the dark leaves, contrasting with the metallic and silvery shades of the tin watering can. On the right, a squared canvas acts as a counterpoint, with its geometric pattern moved by the folds. The objects reveal stories in the painting, evoking the simple gestures of domestic work, the marks of which remain on the reddened hands. The girl, with an absorbed expression and a body at rest, almost waiting, stands out against the cerulean blue background, a curtain that brings a fragment of sky into the room. In April, the atmosphere becomes more intimate. The nude, a key pictorial theme in Cossarotti's art, becomes a narrative subject. In the room, a space seen from above, with a parquet floor and grey-violet walls, the two young women are caught in the confident ritual of grooming. Similar, perhaps sisters, one, standing, combs the other, sitting in the chair. The girl in the foreground has her eyes lowered, her body rosy and smooth, adolescent, but made imposing by the cut of the pose. As the art critic Raffaello Joly wrote in 1933, the main figure marks the perpendicular axis of the painting. The second figure is like its echo,